from the Wolf Construction Roofing Studio, it's Jimmy B and TC on 1700 KBGG, sponsored by Wolf Construction Roofing.
Hour number two, Jimmy B and TC on the Big Talker 1700. TC Solo here as I look across the studio. No, Jim Brinson, he is out at the Senior Tour event. Though, Jimmy B, they don't like it called a senior event. It's the Champions Tour. Is that what you call yourself when I call you old? I'm not old, I'm just a champion.
I identify with that real well. I really kind of like that connotation. In fact, on my driver's license, it says champion.
Champion. Champion of life.
Yeah.
I just say old.
Yeah, instead of old rat bastard, it says champion.
Unbelievable. Let's get out to the Draft House 50 hotline. That's where Ken Silverstein is. He's got plenty of things to say about Jim Brinson at a senior event. Kenny, take it away.
Oh my. What a familiar place for Brinson. He should be right at home or feel right at home at a senior event.
Thanks a lot, pal. And if you were here, you'd be seated right here next to me too, watching these guys play golf. Just shut up.
Have they asked you for an AARP card?
You're a very funny guy. Very funny guy.
I have my moments.
You do. Listen, we're going to do a lot on the game last night, but let's start first. You've covered Ohio State extensively in your time working in the state of Ohio. Thad Matta out, surprised, and also are you shocked that they're struggling all of a sudden trying to get a guy with McDermott turning it down?
Well, let's go with the first part first, and that would be Thad's dismissal. No, look, 13 years is a long run, okay, especially today in college hoops. I mean, there are some who've been there longer, okay, but I think most people would agree 13 years is a good run, number one. Number two, had a lot of success, particularly the first 8, 9 years, 10 maybe, give or take, maybe pushing it a little bit with 10, but in that ballpark. Got to the final two, lost to Florida, Billy Donovan, obviously a great Florida Gator team, in the national championship game. Made another final four, made a bunch of sweet 16s. Got beat by Kentucky a few years ago in Brandon Knight. Now in the NBA, hit an off-balance jumper to knock him out on a team that probably was final four bound. But numerous health reasons, decisions on recruiting that ended up blowing up mightily, on the negative side of the page. And just, I think the job just warmed out. I like Thad a lot. I think he's one of the really nice people. I don't think he ever cheated a day in his life in a business where a lot of folks do cheat, quite frankly, in college athletics, particularly hoops, likewise football. So the timing, look, Gene Smith, the AD at Ohio State, is a lot of things. One of them is very powerful. I'm not the biggest Gene Smith fan, quite frankly. I like him personally. I think he's a nice guy. But Urban Meyer fell into his lap. I could have figured that one out, okay? And at this point, I think Gene's in trouble. I mean, he shot high. He's gone up to Billy Donovan. He's gone up to Sean Miller. He's gone after everyone other than you and I and Trent. He may end up having to have Chris Gent, who's a Thad Matta guy, got a little NBA experience as a former NBA assistant in Sacramento and in Cleveland with the Cavaliers, be an interim guy and buy him time for a year to see the lay of the land and then bring most likely somebody in, let's say, April 2018. But he has botched this thing, and if I was in his inner circle, not that I'm a huge Chris Gent guy, but that may be the best way to go. Blow a year and then see if you can get a big fish in April of 18. We'll see.
Do that, and it's going to put you even further back behind. I mean, you look at this season, there was hope that in the spring period, Ken, they were going to be able to sign somebody. They were going to be able to maybe get a couple of fifth-year grad transfers, whatever it is. That's not the case. Then you got another year where you're going to miss recruiting-wise. It's going to make the rebuilding project even that more difficult. Is that the likely scenario, though, or is that still, hey, if we swing and miss with another three, four, five candidates, we'll start thinking along those lines? Or do you think that's more at the forefront?
That's a real good question, and no one seems to know the answer to that. I talked to a major booster today who's been a long-time friend and gives a lot of money, seven digits a year, to the program. Yeah, I should have more friends like that.
Yes. Quite frankly.
Yeah, I know. I do hang out with the elite of society once in a blue moon, and he's a huge booster, a big-time guy. And all of it's off the record, but he's frustrated because money is no object. I mean, money is no object at all. Okay, they're willing to pay top five nationally, if not higher, if they have to. The problem is, even though at one point, and this isn't like 10, 15 years ago, this is like 3 to 5 years ago. You know, as I said earlier, they had them in the championship game. They had them in the Final Four. Mata was a hot commodity. But this thing has fallen apart quickly. And this is a major overhaul. This is not going to be done in a year or so. But they have all the advantages in the world. They're fighting a perception that they were able to overcome when they were getting to the national championship game, when they were getting to the Final Four. Well, it's strictly a football school, and Urban Meyer is going to win more national championships, and you don't want to go there because you're going to get drowned by Meyer and a football program that's been a major power for 40, 50 years. Yeah, that's true, and that ain't going to change. But Mata showed that you can get to a national championship game. You can get to Final Fours. You can get to Sweet 16. The question is there somebody out there who sees the light and realizes, yes, there's work to be done. Oh, God, yes. They got a lot of work to be done, but there's a lot of advantages, and a lot of it is monetarily. Because money is no object. So we'll see. I think he'll only go interim if he runs out of bullets. This is Gene Smith, the AD. But if I'm Gene Smith, I better find somebody, because interim means he couldn't find somebody, and that's embarrassing to Gene Smith, who will be a new member of the football committee this year, has been on the basketball committee before, the NCAA basketball committee. He's got a lot of power. He's a great schmoozer. I don't know what the problem is at this point. When Creighton's turning you down,
yeah,
okay, there's a problem. Okay, nothing against Coach McDermott personally. I don't know the man. I know of him. I know what he's done at his different stops. But unless he could bring his son with him, I'm not interested in Coach McDermott. It's nothing personal. He just doesn't have a big enough resume. And the fan base and the heavy hitter alumni were beside themselves last night and this morning, thinking that McDermott might actually take this job. And I think there was a sigh of relief when he turned it down. Again, nothing personal, but the fan base was not happy. And you could call that a snobby attitude. You know, it's the Ohio State University thing, and there's a lot of it out there, okay? But they looked at McDermott as, at best, mid-level, maybe even lower than that. And again, that's nothing personal. That's just how they viewed it.
Okay, let me jump in there, because you just mentioned that they're looking if this continues, they're looking bad. To be honest with you, they look bad right now. When McDermott said no, and some of the names that were supposedly being floated. And then all of those people said, not interested, not interested, not interested. I think they look awful right now, to be honest with you.
Well, I would agree with you. I would agree with you. I mean, I don't understand. I mean, I follow and cover this program very seriously over the 18, 19 years that I've been around these parts. Look, I know we live in a 24/7 news cycle. I know everyone's attention span is like a gnat. But all you got to do is look up on Wikipedia, Ohio State basketball, Thad Mata, and see they were in a national championship game not 15, 20 years ago or 30 years ago. It's not that long ago. and they were in the Sweet 16 against Kentucky, and they were in a Final Four. If I remember, yeah, against Kansas, if my memory serves me correctly. So, Fred Hoiberg would have been a great choice. Obviously, you guys know him very, very, very well. I think he makes a mistake staying in Chicago. It's a great city, but the Bulls are in shambles as an NBA franchise. And if I'm him, I would have left. But it doesn't look like Fred Hoiberg is going to want to take it. Okay. I would have taken it if I had been Hoiberg because my success has been in the collegiate game, not in the pro game as a coach, particularly. Okay. One guy that's out there that has not, at least to the best of my knowledge, publicly through Twitter or anywhere else, said no, is Billy Donovan. At Oklahoma City, obviously, with the Thunder in the NBA, former head coach at Florida, won two national championships in basketball, one of them against Ohio State and Thad Matta. He is very, very, very tight with Urban Meyer. They used to live on the same street in Gainesville, on the same cul-de-sac. We all should live on that cul-de-sac. Talk about some heavy hitting and some expensive housing.
Great.
Now, do I know whether or not Urban Meyer has picked up the phone? No, I don't know that. I'm going to assume he has. I mean, I'd be stupid if Gene Smith didn't say, hey, Herbs, call Billy, your boy, and put a good word in for me, please. Pretty please with sugar on top. So I got to believe that Urban Meyer has been involved. But I don't know, and it doesn't seem like anyone else knows at this point whether Donovan is interested or not. If I'm Donovan, I would be interested not so much because it's Ohio State, but I look around and go, let's see, Durant's gone, and he's going to win a national. He's going to win an NBA title on Friday night. Russell Westbrook's contract doesn't have that many more years to go. I look around the rest of the roster. I got spare parts. I don't really have anything that great. I like the money they're paying me, but Ohio State will pay about that much, if not more. I'm a college guy by nature. I won two national championships at Florida, but I don't know. He may not want to recruit anymore. And that is a very large part of college basketball, whether you're at Iowa or Michigan State or anywhere else. You got to be able to recruit, because if you can't recruit, you ain't going to be employed very long. Mm-hmm. So Billy Donovan might be saying, you know what, I'd rather be dealing with multimillionaire NBA players than dealing with AAU kids that are 16, 17-year-olds and kids that I have to recruit to Columbus or Iowa City or anywhere else in college hoops. A lot of these guys get burned out on it, and unless you just think it's the greatest thing in the world, a lot of these guys would love to run away from recruiting because it's such an issue, such a problem.
Ken, from the surprising news from Ohio State to another one with connections out to you, Bob Stoops, an Ohio native. His father was a legendary high school coach out there.
No doubt.
He was buried in his Iowa Hawkeye jersey wearing his son's number 31 as he passed away at the age of 54. Bob Stoops hanging it up at 56. Maybe even more surprising than the Thad Matta news is what happened yesterday with a guy with ties back out there to Ohio. What are people in the Buckeye State saying about Bob Stoops leaving?
Yeah, that's a Youngstown thing, Youngstown, Ohio mm-hmm. thing. The Stoops family, very powerful in the sporting community. And shocking. If it was health, he says it's not. I'm going to have to take him at his word. 56 is really young. You got your returning quarterback. Granted, he's a knucklehead and won't play in their opener, but we'll be ready for Ohio State in week two in a national TV game and a rematch of last year's game, which Ohio State won in Norman. The timing is weird. Not that timing is ever good in collegiate sports these days, but I don't understand it. If it's not health, it's not like he's 70-some years old. If Bill Snyder's still coaching at K-State and he's an old war veteran type compared to Bob Stoops, 56 is, Jim will tell you 56 is young, right, Jim?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. There's a little jab there. Look, the long and the short, I enjoyed that one.
I did.
I don't understand it. He's got a pretty high rank in national recruiting class. Not like he's 50th in the country and struggling. He's got one of the best offensive linemen coming in, big-time left tackle who will be on campus in 18. It does make a lot of sense to me. I think the promotion of Coach Riley makes a lot of sense. He's one of the real hotshot young coaches. But you know what? Until you do it, until you're able to dodge the shrapnel, all you have is potential. So we'll see. But I think they open up against UTEP, my memory serves me correct, in week one. And then they travel to Ohio State in week two on a national TV game, which I think Fox is doing. I'm not sure if Fox or ESPN is doing the game. So the long and the short is, yeah, it's surprising. Shocking, really.
Yeah, no doubt about that. We're talking with Ken Silverstein here as he joins us on the Draft House 50 Hotline. Ken, there's many speculations out there. One of them involves that he's just kind of easing his way into his next job, much like we saw Urban Meyer, be it Notre Dame if that becomes available, NFL-wise Chicago Bears, and it may be easier to leave if you put that gap in between as opposed to just leaving Oklahoma when it normally happens. You buy into that theory at all?
Well, look, money's not, he's made a lot of money,
right,
and he can take a year off and take a pay cut and do TV whether for whatever network, okay? He can do that. He's personable. I think he'd do a good job doing TV / college football. I guess it could happen. I don't know why he thinks he's a viable NFL guy particularly. Collegiately, I don't know about you guys. I think Oklahoma, if you said to me prior to him leaving, let's say we were talking last week and you said, hey, yeah, Ken, where do you rate Oklahoma as, you know, a football job nationally? I would have said, I think top 10. And maybe to get more specific, this is debatable, obviously. Alabama is still the best job in the country right now, thanks to Coach Saban. In no particular order, Florida State's a great job. Ohio State's a great job. Clemson is a great job right now. Michigan is a great job, always a great job because of tradition and et cetera. USC is a great job. Texas is a great job because of all the talent in the state. USC is a great job, again, with all the talent and the tradition of the Trojans. I think Oklahoma, going all the way back to Bud Wilkerson and Barry Switzer and so forth. So, yeah, I think it's a top 8-10 job. So he's left a elite position with no guarantee that if that's his goal. And I guess you got to throw Notre Dame in there because, again, going all the way back to New Rockne and the national TV contract and et cetera, et cetera. But Notre Dame is not what Notre Dame used to be. And I don't know if Notre Dame will ever be a consistent Alabama type, you know, for 5, 7, 8-year run. I don't know if that's going to happen, especially with Brian Kelly as coach. I don't think that's ever going to happen. You know, maybe he thinks Notre Dame is going to blow out Kelly, which could happen. And that he wants the Notre Dame job. And if he thinks Notre Dame can be Alabama or something like that, then maybe taking a year off is not a bad gamble. But what happens if Notre Dame somehow pulls a miracle and wins, I don't know, 9-10 games this year, 11 games? I don't think they will, but let's say they do. And all of a sudden, Brian Kelly's not going anywhere. And Coach Stoops is out of a gig, at least from a coaching standpoint, if that's his goal at Notre Dame. So, again, when you have that kind of money, and I assume he saved it, he doesn't need a loan from me or anybody else, then you have a lot more room to gamble. And if he's gambling on Notre Dame or one of the elite jobs out there, Saban's not going anywhere. Meyer's not going anywhere. Dabo Sweeney's not going anywhere. Tom Herman's not going anywhere at Texas. On and on and on. So, you know, I don't know what viable options are out there, but again, a year can change things, but it's a roll of the dice. We'll leave it at that.
Ken Silverstein is our guest. He comes to us on the Draft House 50 Hotline, Mill Civic Parkway, West Des Moines. All right, Kenny. You were there last night. You saw what happened between the between Cleveland and Golden State. It was a terrific basketball game, up and down, and one spectacular play after the next. And then after the Cavaliers had that lead with about a minute and a half left, they forgot how to play, Ken. How does that happen? They lost all sense of their offense. Explain what took place and how Golden State then was able to win it.
Well, the simple answer is Kevin Durant, obviously. That's the most simple answer. And he's been the answer, basically, in the first three games. I think they just warmed out. You missed that number of shots consecutively by more than one individual. Obviously, you spread the wealth in regards to missed shots. I think you got to give Golden State a lot of credit. They were able to hang in there, and then get the last spurt when needed. So timing is everything, and their timing was impeccable. But again, and I keep going back to this. We were talking about this prior to the game last night with some other so-called veteran folks who've been around this a long time. This thing was over in early July when Durant said he's leaving, OKC for Golden State. And, I know you had to play 82 regular season games, and I know they've had to play, now three full rounds and one game away from winning, 16 consecutive games, which may never be done. This may end up being like DiMaggio's 56-game hitting streak. If they win, and we'll assume they will, tomorrow night, that'll be 16-0 in the playoffs. That's a sweep in four rounds, obviously. I have no idea who's going to challenge that other than maybe Golden State over the next couple of years, assuming that everybody stays healthy for their sake. This is the beginning of a dynasty. I don't know if this is going to be like the Celtics of the late 50s and into the 60s. Okay, the game is drastically different with so many more teams and different rules and a three-point line and everything else. But as I've said to you over the last couple of weeks, guys, there are no reasons that I can think of other than health where they will not only win Friday night, will win two out of three, but with their big four and then spare parts like Livingston, Iguodala, and others, that they will not win three, four more titles in the next five, 6 years. I mean, maybe I'm off a little bit, but I think you see where I'm going with this. They really do not have a weakness. They just don't. And where last year, and I know he's an Iowa product, the Cavaliers could run off and away from Harrison Barnes. Harrison Barnes is a good player. He proved that this year with Dallas. He's got a lot of points. And he's a good player. And he might be, with Dallas, a fringe all-star down the road. But he's not Kevin Durant, okay? Nothing personal, but he's not Kevin Durant. And you have to guard Kevin Durant where you could shy and kind of shade off Barnes. And if Barnes missed a couple of shots early, you could shade a little bit more, et cetera, et cetera. So Durant's the difference. And obviously hit the big shot last night. They don't have anybody who can guard him. Richard Jefferson trying to guard Kevin Durant. I'm sitting there last night, and I love Richard. I think he's one of my favorite people. He's going to be doing TV in the NBA next year. He needs to retire. He's 36 years old. He's made a lot of money. He's had a really nice career as an NBA player, former University of Arizona product. But bottom line, RJ trying to guard Kevin Durant is like, it's like asking Jim Brinson to reach for a check, okay? I mean, come on. I mean, it's not going to happen. Hey, Jim, are you still with me there, big guy?
I know from where you live, and I will find you, and you know how the rest of that saying goes.
Alligator arm. No, I mean, look, Durant is he the best player in the NBA? I don't know. You can make that argument. You can make a hell of an argument that way. Is he a top three player? You better believe it. He's a top three player. And he's going to be a top three player now for the next, you fill in the blank numerically. So this thing is over tomorrow night. It was a great game. They just ran out of gas. I think that Durant and I think Steve Kerr made a pretty good coaching decision near the end with who he had out on the floor. So you add those three ingredients together, and that will bake that cake.
OK, Ken Silverstein with us, Draft House 50 Hotline. Ken, I got one more for you. I'll let Jim finish up with you here. As you look at what happened last season, the comeback by the Cavaliers, and then since then, maybe some frustration starting to build in Ohio. Overall, with the what we saw last year, finally breaking through with the Cavaliers and getting that championship, and then some great moments, but in the end not being able to break through, is it going to be another 56-plus years, you think, for the city of Cleveland, or are they going to get another one in between?
Well, look, I think the Indians obviously came about as close as anybody can to winning a World Series last year. They're not playing well, but I still think they're going to win the American League Central. And as the old line goes, as long as you're at the dance, you got a chance to dance with the prettiest girl. So all they got to do is get to the postseason. And with their starting pitching, even though it's been up and down, Kluber and Carrasco are two all-star type pitchers. So I think they'll get there, plus the back end of their bullpen. I still think it's the best in the American League. So they'll get there. Now, whether or not they can get to the World Series, we'll see over the next couple of months. So the Indians still have a pretty good shot over the next couple of years. I think they got a window, maybe about 2 to 3 year window to get it done. The Browns, please, years to come until they figure out the quarterback situation. And at this point, it's still very much up in the air whether they got anybody who can do it. My guess is they do not. Will they be better than 1-15? Yes, because it's impossible for them to go 1-15 again. I've been asked around here. I think 5 wins, maybe 6, would be a nice leap in the right direction. But they're a long way from winning this division and taking it away from, let's say, the Steelers. So I think the Indians still have a pretty good shot. This is going to be an interesting offseason for the Cavaliers. They do not have any draft picks in 2 rounds coming up in the next week or so. They do not have any cap space because they're way over the cap. They have one of the best GMs in the league in David Griffin. He has to be re-signed. My guess is he will be. But I don't know how he's going to do this other than and we were talking about this last night. I would not be shocked, even though he did not score a ton last night and was 1 of 7 from three-point range. Kevin Love is a 4-time All-Star. He's got multi-years left on his contract. He has had a tremendous postseason, basically outside of last night. Did have double-digit rebounds, so there he was good. It would not shock me that they would be open to trading Kevin Love, but they will seek a king's ransom in return. They need to get a little younger. And if they want to challenge Golden State again, they need to get more guys who are long and lean, younger, and can play more than one position. So we'll see. Love is the only one they can trade. Because they ain't trading LBJ, and they ain't trading Irving. So Love is the guy that they could trade. There's been a rumor out there for the last year and a half about a trade for DeMarcus Cousins now in New Orleans. Maybe that might occur. It's going to be a very interesting offseason here.
Always good, pal, when we catch up with you. By the way, go ahead and get back on your oxygen tank. I know how you need that.
You know, when you hit my age, you need all the medication you can find.
You got it. Thanks, Kenny. We'll talk to you next week.
We'll talk to you next week. Have a good one.
All right, pal. That's it. All right, man. There you go. That's Ken Silverstein. A little wrap-up on the NBA game last night and also what's going on in the great state of Ohio. Hey, look, so I can tell you right now, Trent, it's a beautiful day out here. The Pro-Am is continuing. But I've talked to lots of different golfers, and they're really curious. Look, they're used to playing in heat, so I don't think the weekend, when it's supposed to be 95, is going to be that big of a deal to them. But with the winds gusting at over 30 miles an hour, that's what everybody is going to be concerned about, particularly on this Wakanda course because of the topography on it. You never have a flat lie. And it rolls and slides and has all sorts of different dimensions. It makes it extremely difficult, even on a nice day like today.
Oh, no doubt about it. And with that, Jimmy B, he kind of, you wonder with that old course, with the trees, very mature golf course out there, if that wind, how big of an impact is it going to be? It's going to be a little bit different than maybe some different tracks that are out there and what's going to happen on the course. Should be fun to see, Jimmy B. We'll talk about that more coming up on the other side. How's that sound?
Sounds like a plan to me. Let's get the break. We need it right now as we continue live here at Wakanda as we get you ready for the Principal Charity Classic. Jimmy B and TC, it's the Big Talker 1700.
1700K BGG is the Big Talker in Des Moines with Jimmy B and TC. Noon to 3, sports talk that rocks. 1700K BGG.
It's baseball season, and if you're looking for a place to go for all the MLB games, make it Draft House 50, Mill Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. Cubs, Twins, Royals, White Sox, Cardinals, even the Brew Crew, or an out-of-market game. Draft House 50 has you covered with the MLB Extra Innings Package. Upscale bar food, an amazing beer selection, and on the weekends, brunch and Bloody Mary Bar every Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Draft House 50, Mill Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
Now at the Home Depot, save 20% with bulk pricing on GAF high-definition shingles and 30% with bulk pricing on insulation. That'll bring that roofing project down within reach. And that insulation project, you'll be covered. If you're ready to start, now you know where. Get bulk pricing on shingles and insulation only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. See store for details and minimum purchase quantities. Selection varies by store.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity Sales event is going on now. Take on all kinds of jobs around your property with a Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor. The Kubota BX is gentle on turf, but has the power and versatility to handle a wide range of garden and yard chores. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 84 months. Now through June 30th, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Come see Jake at Capital City Equipment in Des Moines, just off I-80 on 2nd Avenue.
Like all of you out there, Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. He would flip-flop all night long, wake up with a sore neck or maybe a headache, or feel like he needed a nap, even though he'd slept 8 hours. When Mike invented MyPillow, he wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. Mike does all of his own manufacturing right here in the United States and offers a 10-year warranty. You could wash and dry MyPillow, and don't forget there is a 60-day money-back guarantee. And here's their best offer ever. For a limited time, go to MyPillow.com or call 800-951-4694 and use promo code Des Moines to take advantage of Mike's 4-pack special. You'll get 50% off 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows and free shipping.
1700 KBGG backs the blue, and we'd like you to back them too. Each week, go to our website at 1700kbgg.com and nominate an officer who does an outstanding job. Tell us why that officer deserves a special salute. We'll select an officer weekly, share their story online and on the air, and present them with a special certificate. And bring their department some Brugger's bagels. Help back the blue at 1700kbgg.com.
Hi folks, Mike from JLM Shooter Supply here, inviting you to visit our full-service gun shop. Whether you are precision rifle shooting, competing in handgun matches, or just out plinking with the family, we have everything you might need. We offer all types of firearms, ammunition, and accessories, as well as all types of gunsmithing services. We've been here since 1988, and we won't be undersold by the big stores, and no one can match our service after the sale. We're on the corner of 70th and Douglas in Urbandale, or we can be reached at 515-331-1577. We're JLM Shooter Supply. See you soon.
Your Honor, I stand before you to prove that AT&T's 2-year price guarantee is the ultimate all-included bundle experience.
Order!
I submit Exhibit A, DirecTV Select all-included package with over 145 channels. Exhibit B, monthly fees for Wi-Fi Gateway, Genie HD DVR, and 3 additional receivers included.
Objection! Overruled!
Exhibit C, reliable high-speed internet and digital home phone.
Order!
And to close, lock in your bundle price at $89.99 a month for 2 years with AT&T.
The court rules in favor of AT&T. Call your local dealer now.
Switch to DirecTV today and start enjoying the nation's number one satellite TV service. Call Rockstar Satellite at 515-262-STAR. That's Rockstar Satellite at 515-262-STAR.
For us, 24-month TV and 12-month internet agreements and combined billing. New approved customers only must remain active and in good standing on all services or then prevailing rates apply in second year. Prorated ETF up to $480 for TV, $180 for internet. Equipment non-return and other fees and conditions apply. Call for details. Offer ends 1-21-17.
Since 1993, Wolf Construction has been Des Moines' choice for residential and commercial roofing. From complete re-roofing to small leaks, call Wolf Construction at 225-8866 for your roofing needs. Call 225-8866 to set up your roofing consultation or online at wolfconstruction.net. That's wolfconstruction.net for Wolf Construction. A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. wolfconstruction.net.
Back to the Wolf Construction Roofing Studio, sponsored by Wolf Construction Roofing. It's Jimmy B and TC.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. We are continuing our live coverage from the Principal Charity Classic. The Pro-Am today is still underway. Lots of folks already out walking around the course. One of those is one of our compadres from sister station, KGGO. It's Doug Bailey. How are you, man?
Good, Jimmy B. This is a gorgeous day, and this is a great event. As a Southsider myself,
yes,
and many years being at the event, first year working the event, the golfers outside of a little bit of wind could not have asked for a better day today. And we've already seen a few of them. I mean, we got Fume teeing off now. The course looks good. I mean, and the nice thing about this course is it's not a wide open course like Glen Oaks is. It's kind of a, I'd call it like a neighborhood course. It's a great Southside course.
It costs
course.
A little more than a neighborhood course.
It costs a little, yeah, it does. But it's one of those things where it's just, it feels homey here.
Yeah.
Everything is not so spread out. So
it is a switchback course, and it's great for fans because you can watch and walk to several different fairways, several different greens in a very short amount of time. It's not spread out all over the place.
I mean, last year I followed Fuzzy for the first nine holes.
Fuzzy Zeller, yeah?
Yeah.
Did he give you any vodka?
No, but speaking of that, Fuzzy's signing his vodka bottles tonight from 6:30 to 7:30 at the Fleur Hy-Vee.
Now I know that's where you're going.
That's
right?
Where I'm going tonight. But unlike being at Glen Oaks, I love that course. Don't get me wrong when I say this. It just seemed like there was a lot more walking.
Yeah.
And I'm not opposed to the exercise by any means. But it just, I like that. I love this course.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but I love this course. And it's a great impact for the community as well.
I agree with you there. And they set a record of over 83,000 that showed up throughout the week last year. And they're hoping to break that record. Look, they're saying that it's going to be difficult conditions on Saturday and Sunday. Highs in the mid-90s and really windy. Would that deter you as a fan from coming out or not?
For me as a fan, no. Some might with the heat and everything. I think the wind might help to, in a sense, cool
offset
things down, although it's
down.
Not going to really cool things down when you're talking mid-90s in Iowa in June.
Yes.
But to me, it would not deter me. I've been out here on days just like we're seeing today and on days when it's what we're going to see Saturday and Sunday.
It's a course that has an awful lot of foliage. Lots of trees, easy to find shade,
yes,
and it is very walkable. And so if you're thinking about coming out, they're going to have plenty of water around, plenty of refreshment stands, whatever you're into. And look, our location, first thing you said to me, man, this is great sitting here.
It is.
The food smell is awesome. It's right because we're right, the kitchen is above us.
And the first hole is right
here.
Yeah,
it's right here.
And as you mentioned in walkability, it's a very walkable course.
Yeah.
Now, those that know this part of the South Side, and I've been here for nearly 25 years living on this side of town, it is very hilly, though. You are going to get a workout, but it's very walkable.
Mm-hmm.
And with that being said, I mean, there is trees everywhere, so there is a lot of shade. So on the hot days like Saturday and Sunday, it's going to be – it'll be warm, but you'll get you'll get some cool spots as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I wouldn't let the forecast deter you from coming out.
No, no.
So is this a much better gig than being locked in the studio spinning classic hits?
I love that, Jimmy B. And you're right around the corner from my studio.
Yes,
but
are.
I tell you what, being outside, I mean, even when we broadcast in a place like this, like we're doing now, it's just you're out. You're out of your studio.
Right.
You're out with the public. You're out. This is the good part of this gig. You get to get out and do stuff like this.
Yeah, and I like the interaction that we have with the people walking by. It's always fun.
And there's some great people as well. And, you know, if it wasn't for the volunteers, this wouldn't run as smoothly as it does.
Right.
1,200 volunteers
and
a great sponsor. And not just because my wife works for Principal Financial Group.
Oh, I see where this is going now. It's a shout out to the wife.
10 years consecutively they've been sponsoring this event, mm-hmm. or right around there. So it's just, Principal's a great company, and they put on a first-class event.
There's no question about the event. The event definitely is first-class, and they do a great job handling the traffic on tournament days where they have you park, they have the shuttle buses, bring you right in and drop you right off pretty much at the first tee. So it's really pretty good the way that they have put this together.
It is very nice, and that's why I think it's run smoothly as well as it has. And I say you got a principal does a first-class job, and this is a first-class course and club.
Yep, it is. All right, so another minute here, and I'll let you go because I know you got to go back and spin records.
Oh, I'm walking the course some more.
Oh, you're going out.
I'm going to find Fuzzy.
The heck with he's looking for vodka. The heck with going back to the studio. Bailey is staying.
I am staying.
Okay, good. Good for you. So you're going to go follow Fuzzy Zeller for a little while.
I'm going to do it for a couple, three holes.
Okay, cool. Have a great time. Thanks for stopping by. It's good to see you, pal.
Good to see you. Thanks for having me on.
You got bad-looking legs, though. You're better off in long pants.
I know, but I need some sun.
Okay, fair enough. Doug Bailey, what are your hours on KGGO?
I am on 7 to midnight, Monday through Friday nights, 9 to 2 on Saturday, and I do the morning show. I produce Bob and Tom in the morning each morning, Monday through Friday as well.
Do you ever take a day off? Whoa, you are right now.
I am. I was at Indy last week, so I took a few days off to go to Indy last week.
I got you. You're a race guy. All right, quick break. Trent and I are coming right back, everybody. It's the Big Talker, 1700.
News, talk, sports. Yeah, we got all that online at 1700kbgg.com.
Trust, quality, value. Just some of the words that have been used by Wolf Construction Roofing customers to describe their experience. Wolf Construction Roofing works on residential and commercial roofing, including single-family and multifamily homes, tear-offs, specialty roofing, and gutters. Wolf Construction has grown into a roofing machine that installs and re-roofs nearly 2 million square feet of roofing each year. Wolf Construction has been given the Super Service Award from Angie's List and is accredited with the Better Business Bureau. Call them today for your free estimate. Wolf Construction Roofing, 515-216-3643. That's 515-216-3643. And online, wolfconstruction.net.
Tom's Auto Sales, we're a one-stop shop for all brands of cars, trucks, and SUVs. At Tom's Auto Sales, we have great prices and a great selection of the best quality used vehicles around. Visit our website at tomsautogroup.com.
Tom's Auto Sales.
Menards is your one-stop home improvement center, and now during our construction sale, you'll save big on everything for your home. From lumber to lights, doors to floors, paint to power tools, Menards has it all. Have plenty of hot water with Richmond water heaters. The Richmond 50-gallon power vent natural gas water heater vents horizontally so it can be installed where standard gas water heaters can't. On sale, only $779. Now during Menards construction sale.
Save big money at Menards.
This is Rob Doheny with Next Generation Realty. Welcome to the best real estate market since 2008. Why pay those overpriced 5, 6, or 7% commissions? Next Generation Realty offers a flat fee as low as $39.90, and you get top exposure on Zillow, Trulia, plus all the services of a licensed real estate broker. The results speak loudly. We've saved our home sellers over $35 million. Call Next Generation Realty first. 224-9900. Save thousands.
What if there was a toy store for dads? It would be called the Home Depot, where this Father's Day you can get him a new Weber Genesis 2 gas grill. Choose from 2 to 6 burners, multiple colors, and great prices starting at only $499. When it comes to great grilling, every dad deserves Weber. Doesn't yours? Be dad's number one fan with a new grill from America's number one Weber retailer, The Home Depot. More saving, more doing, while supplies last.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 3939 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 3939.
1700 KPGG kicks off your morning with On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
I would want all of the police force to have everything that they would need at their fingertips.
Just because they say that they need it, that's enough. We need it, so please get it to us.
And they give you the hometown scoop with Monk and Kelly.
I didn't know you had a clothing line.
Yeah. Is it really made of bacon?
It's got the official bacon stamp of approval.
Smell it. They are not scratch it sniff.
News from around the globe with Westwood One. On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria on the Big Talker. 1700 KBGG.
Hey, it's Jimmy B. And TC for Draft House 50 on Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
Hey, Draft House 50 has 47 big screen TVs for great viewing of any game.
Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, golf, tennis, you name it.
Hey, the Draft House 50 can get it, even cricket? Draft House 50 has a sensational menu featuring specialty burgers, steak, salads, and so much more.
And on Saturday and Sunday, beginning at 10 a.m., it's brunch, which includes a terrific Bloody Mary bar.
The Draft House 50, a place for sports, great food, and drinks.
Draft House 50, Mill Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
Jim Brunson, Trent Condon, it's Jimmy B and TC on 1700 KBGG. Live from the Wolf Construction Studio, sponsored by Wolf Construction Roofing. Here's Jim and Trent.
All right, everybody, welcome back in. We continue with our live coverage right here on the first tee box of the Principal Charity Classic. Russ Cochran joining us right now. He knows a little bit about playing some golf. How you doing? All right?
Doing great. Golf course is really nice, man, and looking forward to a good tournament. Have good memories.
You look in great shape. I mean, look, how much – I think people think, okay, these guys are over 50. They're not the hitters that they used to be. I'm just for people that are listening to the show, you guys do pretty much the same workout routine that you always did, right?
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, of course, we're a few guys, maybe are a little heavier and stuff. But, you know, you have to pull a load out here. And, you know, we've got a pretty demanding golf course this week to walk, a nice golf course, a nice hill. So, you know, we probably play 25 events. Some of the guys still play on the regular tour, so
right.
You know, you got to be in shape. You got to swing that golf club.
All right, let's discuss this course a little bit, because I had Jay Haas on earlier, and he talked about, you know, you go to Florida and it's pretty flat, you go play in the desert, pretty flat. Not the case here. So you don't get a flat lie. For you, how does that change your game, or does it change your game?
You know, I think it's going to be very interesting this year, especially because we're looking for high winds, I think,
right.
or higher winds, you know, windy conditions. And what happens is, your club selections, you know, for instance, you're going to fly it over one hill. It's going to go to the bottom. But, you know, if you have the opportunity with the wind now, you might be able to get it on that next hill, which is very, very important. So, you know, a lot of the holes you're going to be aggressive where you aren't normally aggressive, and maybe some of the holes, you know, you're going to have to fight like heck in that wind with maybe some of the side hill and uphill lies. But, again, like you said, I'm sure Jay mentioned it, it's a very, very cool golf course to play. It's old school. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to get the ball in the right position. There's a lot going on with the greens, very sloped. So it is a little bit of a change from some of our desert courses and Florida courses, but I think it's just super well received.
How's your game right now?
My game is I'm trending. So that, you know, I hadn't
Wait
had it.
Let me look on Twitter and see if Russ Cochran's trending right now.
I haven't had the year I wanted.
I understand.
I did have a little physical stuff early in the year, and I'm just getting back, you know, where I want to be. So I'm looking forward to hopefully this week kind of kickstarting me. And continue for the rest of the year.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, you're lefty, right?
I do play left-handed.
So I do remember you, see, from the PGA Tour as well. With the way that the hills are you the, as I look at the all the guys, I don't recognize all the names. Are you the only lefty right now?
You know, I was the only lefty. I've been the only lefty for 8 years, I guess it's been, since I've been out here, 9 years. And Steve Flesch started last tournament, the PGA Championship. So he's another Kentuckian and a friend, good friend of mine, and just a terrific player. So I was teasing him the other day. I said, you know, I'm 58 and kind of headed in the other direction. He's just coming on, so I wish him the very best. But yeah, a terrific player, and you know, we get to compare clubs now.
That's good. At least you got somebody you can talk,
right,
you can talk with from that aspect. So being the southpaw, and you know what this course is, you see the guys that you play with are all right-handed, and they're playing it into a spot. Do you play it into the same spot, or is it different because you're swinging from the south side?
Well, it's a good question. I think, you know, we have been that way our whole life, the lefties, so we translate it pretty rapidly. In other words, you know, let's say I cut the ball from right to left, and someone draws it from right to left. But still, the spins aren't the same. You know, it would be a hotter shot for a right-hander and a softer shot for me. So, you know, we're constantly, when someone hits a shot, we just kind of translate it and, you know, maybe take another club or something.
Uh-huh.
For instance, if the wind's blowing left or right, they could hit a hard draw in there and pretty much the same club, but I'd have to hit one more because it's a softer spinning shot.
I got you.
So, you know, there's a lot of that going on. But, you know, as far as left-handed, right-handed, you know, I won here in 2013,
right.
So I think it has more to do with, as you said, you know, getting the ball in the right positions and trying to attack the pins from there. So it's not as much, I mean, you know, there are a lot of different ways to get the golf ball where you need to get it. And I think it's more try to get it there off the tee and then go from there.
It's great to have you stop by. We wish you nothing but the best beginning tomorrow, and stay cool. I guess that's the easy way.
Yeah, and I do want to say, you know, the people here, they treat us like kings, and I couldn't be prouder to be a part of it. I mean, like I said, the sponsors, the people,
right. It's
just been a wonderful golf tournament. I hope to come back.
Russ, great to – thank you, buddy. I appreciate you coming by,
thank
man.
You.
Good
thank,
to talk to
thank
you.
Thank you.
Thank
All
you.
Right.
Russ Cochran, our guest here, live as we continue here at the Principal Charity Classic. You know, that's the thing, I guess, Trent, that stands out more than anything.
Mm-hmm.
The golfers and their praise of how well this tournament runs and is put together.
You hear it each and every year, and you can tell that it is not just, you know, a little bit of talk nice about the town that you're in, those kind of things that you do see. It seems very sincere from everybody you talk to, the way they put this tournament together. You know, when it moved away from Glen Oaks, there was a lot of concern, if it was even going to stay in the area. But the way Wakanda stepped to the plate, what they've done with that golf course and getting it ready for an event like this, year after year, and I believe last year it was called the Tournament of the Year. It was voted on by the players. As of all the stops they make on the Champions Tour, the Principal Charity Classic was number one in terms of voting for the players. So it just shows you how much time, effort, and what the community here in Des Moines does backing this tournament and how great it turns out to be.
Great stuff. I just wonder if Mark Calcavecchia, who won last year, is going to wear the bacon pants again.
Right.
That was pretty interesting.
I could see you wearing a get-up like that, Jimmy B. Right up your
All right, eye. A quick break, everybody. We're coming back at the top of the hour. We still have Bill Bender to be on the show, right?
Yep, we got Bill Bender still to come. Also going to talk a little racing with Brian Brown. He's going to be in Knoxville this weekend, a big event down to our neighbors down to the south. We'll talk about that for a little bit. A lot more going on here. Jimmy B out at the golf course. It is a busy one. Back with more here on a Thursday. Jimmy B and TC on the Big Talker 1700.
1700 KBGG is the Big Talker in Des Moines with Jimmy B and TC. Noon to 3. Sports talk that rocks. 1700 KBGG.
Since 1993, Wolf Construction has been Des Moines' choice for residential and commercial roofing. From complete re-roofing to small leaks, call Wolf Construction at 225-8866 for your roofing needs. Call 225-8866 to set up your roofing consultation or online at wolfconstruction.net. That's wolfconstruction.net.
for Wolf Construction. A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. WolfConstruction.net.
Hi folks, Mike from JLM Shooter Supply here, inviting you to visit our full service gun shop. Whether you are precision rifle shooting, competing in handgun matches, or just out plinking with the family, we have everything you might need. We offer all types of firearms, ammunition, and accessories, as well as all types of gunsmithing services. We've been here since 1988, and we won't be undersold by the big stores, and no one can match our service after the sale. We're on the corner of 70th and Douglas in Urbandale, or we can be reached at 515-331-1577. We're JLM Shooter Supply. See you soon.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports. Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
This is Rob Doheny with Next Generation Realty. Welcome to the best real estate market since 2008. Why pay those overpriced 5, 6, or 7% commissions? Next Generation Realty offers a flat fee as low as $39.90, and you get top exposure on Zillow, Trulia, plus all the services of a licensed real estate broker. The results speak loudly. We've saved our home sellers over $35 million. Call Next Generation Realty first. 224-9900. Save thousands.
Like all of you out there, Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. He would flip-flop all night long, wake up with a sore neck or maybe a headache, or feel like he needed a nap, even though he'd slept 8 hours. When Mike invented MyPillow, he wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. Mike does all of his own manufacturing right here in the United States and offers a 10-year warranty. You could wash and dry MyPillow, and don't forget there is a 60-day money-back guarantee. And here's their best offer ever. For a limited time, go to MyPillow.com or call 800-951-4694 and use promo code Des Moines to take advantage of Mike's four-pack special. You'll get 50% off two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows and free shipping.
Think about everything you've done to make sure your small business is truly professional. Well, Vistaprint is here to help your business look professional from the very first impression with 500 high-quality business cards starting at $9.99. That's 500 cards for less than 10 bucks. Whether you want your business to feel trustworthy with our hand-selected paper stocks or to stand out with brilliant finishes, you'll get the card that fits your business at Vistaprint.com. Just use promo code 7744 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 7744.
This Father's Day, it's the thought that counts, especially if the thought includes the Home Depot's 200-piece Husky Mechanics tool set with a lifetime warranty and a steel storage chest for just $99. Show Dad you're his biggest fan with top quality.